And the news wasn't much better at Qantas. Today it posted its first annual loss since it was privatised in 1995. The airline lost $245 million in the last financial year because of higher fuel costs, heavy restructuring, and last year's industrial action that saw Qantas ground its entire fleet. Qantas has now cancelled an order for 35 new Boeing airliners, which will save it $8 billion. But Chief Executive Alan Joyce rejected speculation that Qantas was being eyed by private equity predators and said there was no deal yet to partner internationally with the Emirates airline. Alan Joyce spoke in Sydney to our business editor, Peter Ryan.
Alan Joyce, are you confident that the profit loss you've announced today will be the last?
We have said we can't give an outlook statement about where we're going, but I think we are seeing the turnaround of international now starting to come true. So we are confident that we're at an inflection point for the business and that we believe the business will perform better going forward.
But this is the first annual loss since privatisation in 1995. How long can you sustain this?
The company is in an extremely good position compared to other airline peers around the world. We've had some big names in the aviation industry report significant loss in the last few months. And within these results, there were three parts of the business that performed exceptionally well. Qantas Domestic had a better result than last year, despite that fuel cost and despite 3 months of industrial action. Jetstar had a record result, up 20% on last year. And Frequent Flyer had a record result, up 14% of last year. A lot of airlines around the world would love to be in that position.
There's been a pretty big human cost so far, though, with the equivalent of 2,800 jobs going. Will these be the last in the five-year turnaround strategy?
Well, of course, you know, the business has gone through a big restructure this year. There's still some restructuring that's needed to be done, but there are parts of our businesses that are growing. Jetstar is growing, Qantas Domestic, Qantas Link is growing. So there are jobs being created and parts of the business that are performing well. I hope that when we get Qantas International back to the targets we've set, which is break even in 3 years and return on its cost of capital in 5, we will grow that business again and we will be creating more jobs.
You've announced the cancellation of some new aircraft deliveries. Are you running out of options?
No. Since I've been CEO in 4 years, for example, we've taken delivery of 114 new aircraft. That's a big commitment for a future. That's a big commitment to new technology. We did have an order with purchase rights and orders, 100 787s. We don't need 100 787s. We will still take the first 15 that are due from next year. And out of the other 85, we're now reducing that to 50 orders. Still a huge amount of aircraft, still a great aircraft, and the aircraft will now be coming in 2016. So this announcement is essentially a delay of 2 years on the arrival of those aircraft.
You've made it clear today that Qantas International remains the biggest challenge, but is it a millstone that's standing in the way of survival?
No, I think it's a very important part of the group, a part of the group that we do have to fix, a part of the group that we need to turn around. It does have unique challenges. High fuel prices, you know, the $650 million more in fuel this year has had a bigger impact on that business because the sector length is so long. But we had the same talk about Qantas Domestic 10 years ago. People 10 years ago thought with the advent of low-cost carriers, Qantas Domestic would be a millstone. Qantas Domestic would not survive. Today, it had nearly record results, better results than last year, and if it wasn't for the industrial action, it would be very close to record results. It's a very healthy business, a business that's growing, because we made the appropriate actions to turn around, and I have no doubt we'll do the same to Qantas International.
But despite all that, is there a chance that the Qantas International brand could disappear from international skies?
No, I'm very much very proud of the Qantas brand. I think it's an amazing, iconic brand that's been around for 92 years. And our plan is all about making sure it's around for the next 92 years at least. So we have a lot of positives, but we have to address the negatives. And the negatives is international is losing too much money. The change needs to take place. We have a plan. We're implementing it. And it's starting to deliver on results.
Has the board or anyone else raised the prospect of offloading Qantas International?
We don't believe that exiting Qantas International or selling Qantas International is a solution. We have to fix it. There's no silver bullet here.
So there's no option of handing it back to the government at all?
We believe that the Qantas International business is a key part of the group, and we believe that that business has a future. There is a plan to turn it around, and once we turn it around, that business can grow and give us sustainable returns to our shareholders.
What approaches, if any, have you had from private equity firms who could be potential buyers given where the share price was recently below a dollar?
We've absolutely had no formal or informal approach from any private equity. There's lots of speculation there. The speculation hasn't come true to anything, and there's been no approaches to us.
How close are you to doing a deal with Emirates or any other airline partner?
Well, we said we continuously talk to a lot of partners around the world. We have confirmed that we're in dialogue with Emirates, but when we have something firm to communicate to the market, we will.
That's the Chief Executive of Qantas, Alan Joyce, speaking to our business editor, Peter Ryan. And there'll be an extended version of that interview on the World Today website later this afternoon.